This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy to have you with us on this Thursday. It's September the 5th. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. Yes, my voice is heard here, there, and everywhere, especially in tractor dealerships all across the country. Happy to be on board, putting together all the things from the American Family Farmer. By the way, there are good things. Kara, don't you honestly now enjoy? Victoria, you helped me put the program together by finding very interesting people that will help us all identify with the connection we have with food and family and farm. And Kara,
there's
you
so many great stories out there to tell.
To the stories. Honestly, I don't want you to, I'm not, this is not about anything at all, Kara, other than your honest interest. Did you know much before you started working on this American Family Farmer thing with me? Did you know much about farming?
Not the specifics that we kind of go into on the show sometimes, but I don't know. I think that's like one of my favorite extra shows that we do because, as a producer, I kind of judge everyone based on like what the guests are like as people and what it's like dealing with them. And I find that most of the time the farmers are the most reliable and the nicest and just kind of the most like courteous. So
yeah,
and I don't know, they're kind of fun. So
yeah.
I like them.
Good. I'll keep it positive, and I won't ask you to tell me, but the obvious thing on everybody's mind is, okay, tell us who the baddies are. And probably a few.
I'll just tell you the ones who are a little less reliable, a little more...
the ones who give me agita every weekend.
A little more floofy, a little more all over the place.
Yeah.
A little more like your favorite Marianne Williams.
Yeah. Do you, by the way, we played the Neil Patrick... I interviewed Neil Patrick Harris yesterday. And very
sweet. How was NPH?
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was, yeah, he was fine. I thought we engaged in conversation beforehand. See, I don't think anybody is special because they're a celebrity. I just like stories. And he has a great story. And I told him when we got started, I don't think, was it on the air or off the air that I told him I thought the best thing he did was host some of those, some of the specialty shows that he's done. And I don't know that...
He's like, you think my acting stinks? What?
No, but we talked about his family life and his children. I knew he had two children, but I didn't realize or remember they were twins. And so we talked about that, and it was a nice... He's a... You know, and this is what speaks to sort of the issue of celebrity. And, you know, we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier, how she can't really have a life because everybody's stalking her every place she goes. She buys a house here, and she can't go there because somebody, some nut bird, is, you know, breaks into her house and doesn't have shoes on because his mother taught him.
To be polite.
In the name of God is the matter with these people? But anyway, there are lots of crazy people, and they aren't necessarily in celebrity. But the world is full of very interesting folks. I just found him to be out. Most of the time, celebrities do nothing for me. Their celebrity doesn't do anything for me. I just want to hear their stories of who they are and what they're all about. It's very sweet. And I thought he was, I just liked him. So anyway, having said that, where were we going? I've forgotten where we are. Well, we want
boat fire update.
The boat fire. Okay. Still, all those people are dead. What do we know? This was off the coast, for those who didn't hear it. Boat fire over, it was Sunday night, I think Monday morning. 75-foot boat that was out on charter, and basically it blew up in the water. The people were locked into their rooms down the bottom.
Yeah, they weren't. They have revealed that they weren't locked in, but the fire was blocking the way that they could get back in because there were two escape routes, I guess, and both led back into the boat where the fire was. So there was no real escape hatch for them to use. And I think now the theory is that all 34 of those people who were sleeping in bunks, basically on the bottom deck of the boat, have all lost their lives. Crews on Wednesday of this week have recovered the remains of 33 of the 34 people who were presumed dead 2 days after that boat caught fire. It was carrying 39 people total. Five members of the crew were able to jump off the top deck of the boat. They were awake and on the top deck. That was their luck. The search for the remaining body continued on Wednesday and will continue again today. There are lots of divers who are helping to try to stabilize the boat because it sunk. After the fire, it sunk down to the ocean floor. According to the people who are on the scene, NTSB is their organization. They said that they were on a three-day scuba diving trip. It was supposed to come back to Santa Barbara Harbor at 5 p.m. later that day on Monday, the day that it exploded. So Labor Day, they should have been back in the evening on that boat. According to the NTSB, there was a whole family aboard this boat, a family of five. Somebody's a 17-year-old celebrating her birthday with her parents. Some college students, a marine biologist was also on board. And wow. Then another crew member that they didn't realize was there. There were actually six crew members. One of them was in that bunk area sleeping while the other five were on deck, and that person didn't make it out. It's also thought that the owner of the company was also aboard that boat. He has not yet been identified, but that's part of the challenge, and they're bringing in coroners from all over the state to try to quickly identify the remains.
The other big story is the hurricane. Let's try to find John Harper from WMEL Carrot for the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to him about what new information we have and the experiences going along with the hurricane. Jennifer, lawmakers in California have advanced a bill to crack down on fraudulent vaccine exemptions. There's a bill that would give the state health department...
Isn't that crazy that that's big business? Who would have thought?
It's big business in California. A lot of
Exemptions? Doctors
oh, yeah.
exemptions?
Doctors will sell exemptions. There are certain doctors that will hand parents exemptions so that they don't have to vaccinate their kids. There are a lot of anti-vaxxers in California for whatever reason. You know, being an anti-vaxxer, I found, is one of the few things in life now that actually goes into both political parties. You've got both Republicans and Democrats who, for various reasons, don't want to vaccinate their kids. And
it's overdone. I mean, some vaccines are necessary. They aren't all necessary.
But to use the public schools.
And to lump them all together is ignorant. And, the schools,
So to use public schools, they want you to be vaccinated because there's been a resurgence of whooping cough and other diseases.
For what? What are the vaccinations that are required by the state of California? Just any and all vaccines? Or do they say need polio, any whooping cough?
Polio, whooping cough, you need that one that's like tetanus, and what is it? There's like three things with it. I can't remember what
measles,
it is.
Measles, mumps, rubella,
tuberculosis. That's right. Tuberculosis, I think there's a vaccination for that.
Okay.
So,
those are okay. Those are all right. That makes sense.
But there's
some
more
of the other
than
things,
that on the list.
Yeah. Way
those
more.
Are just the ones we know of.
Right.
There are a lot of others that are all in one vial. So are a lot, but
there are.
In any case, it's big business. So now they're trying to crack down on doctors who hand out these exemptions.
So here's another question for you.
Why did San Francisco call the NRA a terrorist group? That's another story out of California.
Go ahead. Help yourself to that one. I wasn't thinking about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, the County Board of Supervisors.
What's surprising about that? Nothing.
Well, it's just ridiculous. The California Board, San Francisco Board of Supervisors decided to they passed a resolution to name the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist group, and they also continued with the resolution to encourage the federal government to also call them a domestic terrorist group. They say that it's because they facilitate people to commit gun crimes, and they provide training for that, which is against a DOJ statute to crack down on terrorism. And so they cited the Declaration of Independence, they cited the Constitution, and then they cited this DOJ ruling about facilitating terror. Not quite, I think, what the Department of Justice would consider. I mean, it's quite a bit of a stretch. But... I don't know. I don't know how helpful this is. It's symbolic. It's not going to cause any problems for the NRA, but it boggles my mind that there are people dying on the streets of San Francisco with free needles sticking out of their arms.
Yeah.
Crime is on the rise in San Francisco. It's become a whole.
Honestly.
And they're taking the time to designate the NRA as a terrorist group.
We all here, each one of us has a different point of view, as would be expected, as I would encourage. I don't want like, speak, and like, think. Here I want Jennifer to have her ideas that are unique, and Victoria to have hers and own them. And Kara, I have my ideas and I own them, and we share them with you. And this kind of stuff, this is all, there's so much like speak in this country. Everybody's got to think the same way, or too many people have to think the same way to be included in some group or some. And you know what? A pretty good example of that is this climate forum was on CNN last night, where all of, what were there, 10 candidates, I think,
mm-hmm.
that showed up talking
Seven
about.
7 hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's you watched it for three, didn't you, Victoria?
No, no, I didn't watch any of it.
What'd you?
No,
I
watched the British Parliament live.
Oh, that was it. Yeah,
that was way more entertaining, I can guarantee.
Well, what you mean more interesting than fracking? Wow,
well, look, I'm totally against fracking, but like I already know how I feel on all those issues, and you know, I can't imagine that any of the candidates, I don't know how different their is.
Well, they argued about nuance, and it was
right. So yeah, I mean
nothing. Well, baloney. Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer, one last question from you as you have to scoop.
It's the California quiz.
It is the California quiz. Well, no, this is the Trump quiz. Okay. And I don't mean, I'm not picking on.
I'm going to give you a snappy answer.
Okay.
Right, let's go.
So remember I told you when George Bush ran the second time, I didn't vote for him because he violated his promise. Read my lips, no new taxes.
Yes.
I don't know that Trump has made that promise. It seemed to me that there was a lot of talk about taxes during the first campaign. And when you look around now at all of the things, the new tariffs, which basically are taxes, and how he can survive in a world that is anti-tax, and whether tariffs and taxes are not put in the same sentence, they are. The Chinese imports, if you're going to buy things from China, it'll cost America 15% more now than it did this time last year to buy anything pretty much from China.
Well, so I will answer that. I think that the economy is in still very good shape, and I think the tax cuts that he promised were done in his second year. And I think
a lot
when
of people
you
don't
look,
think they were tax cuts. They
well, in any case, at least he's talking about tax cuts, because if you look at any of the Democrats running against him, if you did watch that climate change town hall last night on CNN, you will know that you will be taxed out the wazoo.
Taxed, right.
And so if it becomes a binary choice and taxes are your top issue, you'll have to choose between Trump and one of those other Democrats who need to make trillions to pay for their climate change plans.
Right. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Everybody all set now? Jennifer, have a wonderful day. Jennifer has to go be the morning host. She's been up now and warmed up. See, you should give me special recognition because of you, you're warmed up and ready to go, and you do KRLA in the morning. That's special. Very special. All right. By the way, people can listen streaming, right, if they want to listen to you on KRLA?
She's already gone. Oh, you said go, and then I like how you're like, go ahead, go. Jen,
still
and then continue to talk for another 4 minutes.
She's literally gone. She's like the roadrunner. Like, lightning speed, she's out.
And to the next studio. All right, let's talk about something that really is important, although you may not know that you have a blood sugar issue. Many of you, many of us do. I have a problem. That's why these people came to me. Because they found out through our ad guy that I have a little, not a big issue, but a little blood sugar stuff has come up and down with me over the years because I like ice cream and cake. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And if you have that simple love like I do, chances are your blood sugar isn't where it ought to be. But you can be thankful because now there's Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N, a natural blend of 10 key natural ingredients that support healthy glycemic response. So you feel like you're normal. You can enjoy the simple things in life, like ice cream and cake. How about that? Each of Curalin's ingredients is backed by clinical studies supporting their effect on glucose levels in your blood. Look at these studies, a lot of them. Backing each ingredient separately. Curalin also boosts daily energy, maintains healthy insulin levels and production, supports a healthy metabolism. Buy Curalin by going to Curalin.co, Curalin.co. Type in DJV. Promo code's good for $20 off Curalin. Buy it today. Have a happier and fuller life. That's Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so we've had a conversation, the ladies and me, about this song. We're back with Throwback Thursday on the DJV program, where I celebrate with the ladies. They don't celebrate too much, especially when I start singing some of the songs that were in your experience quotient. This is the list from the week that we're in, first week of September 1972, when Argent, a studio group, had the same lyric line, as Kara pointed out, about a billion times. Hold your head up, and then the chorus sings high. So we were both right. I said the song's called Hold Your Head High, and they both said, no, it's Hold Your Head Up. But they're singing Hold Your Head Up, and then the chorus does high at the same time. Hear that? Let's crank it up, Kara, see what you hear. Hi! See, hear it?
Oh, wow.
There you go. Okay. Oh, wow, she says.
That was really something.
Argent, thank you. Argent at number five this week. 1972 is the year. Number four, one of the best-known classic rock tunes. Group's called Looking Glass. One and only hit, Brandy, Your Fine Girl. It's actually an interesting story, song. Doesn't everybody know this song?
Brandy. I do not know this song.
You don't know this song?
I think this is the one song on the chart that I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This I knew the good. Argent one, but I definitely don't know
really?
This.
Well, anyway, I'm surprised to hear that because it's used to be before the oldies stations got so fascinated with the 80s, the demographics of the group. There's a new format coming out that will focus on music of the 60s and 70s like this. This is a really
popular. Do you know that
popular.
Takara oldies is the 80s?
I know, yes. I understand that, yes. Yeah. It's all relative.
And kind of to me, too, a little bit.
I
so.
Oldies to me are the 50s and 60s. Thank you very much. All right, let's keep going here. 26 after on the DJV program. Number three is a song that I love more than, not life itself, but this is a fabulous song. This guy was so good. Al Green, the Reverend Al Green, and I'm still in love with you. Number three. This is how smooth this is. I just love this song. Hits those notes. Am I the only one who really digs it?
I love Al Green. I just like listening to Al Green. Not Dudley. Oh,
not
Dudley. I like the Reverend.
Doug, the Reverend Doug Stephan. Reverend Doug. Cranking us. Me loving you. And you loving me. Fabulous. All right. So from Al Green, we go to the Hollies. English group. Long Cool Woman with a Black Dress, number two this week. 1972, counting toward number one.
Give me a second. I'm trying to do it. My mouse is stuck.
Oh, no. Sorry, this song wasn't worth much. I never thought much of this song. Do you ladies know this song?
I know this song, yeah. This is, to me, this is kind of like bootleg CCR.
Well, it is. That's great. That's fabulous. I never thought of it that way. That's exactly what it is. That's a
they
great
were trying to
reference.
Copy Creedence.
Yeah, and they were lousy at it. They had a few hits, but they, yeah. All right, so then we go to a song. There was this was a bar song. Much as anything else. Gilbert O'Sullivan, whose real name is like Frank Smith or something, a Canadian. 6 weeks at number one, Alone Again, Naturally. Think about yourself in a bar, this plane.
That would probably make me want to drink some brown liquor.
Of course, that's why they played it in the bar. That's exactly why they played it in the bar.
And I don't drink brown liquor.
Yeah. Listen to it. Without so much as a mere touch, let me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy. Oh my God, this is the saddest, most awful song. Number one, anyway, this week in 1972. We go back in time, 28 after the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that settles you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Seal is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian, a Category 3 storm, as it's heading towards the Carolinas with sustained winds close to 115 miles an hour. Heading first towards Charleston, South Carolina, it's expected to move over the coast of North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. In Surf City, North Carolina, they bolstered their dune system following Hurricane Florence, but this resident says it might not be enough.
It's already starting to come over some of the dunes that they didn't finish rebuilding up there, so I think it's definitely going to be a problem, especially with the winds and the onshore surge we're supposed to get.
The first death linked to the storm, reportedly an 85-year-old man in North Carolina who fell off a ladder preparing his home for it. President Trump says negotiations with the Taliban continue on a possible deal to remove at least some U.S. troops from Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
After the hour, it's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. This is an interesting story about Brad Pitt that I want to relate to you. But first, let's go to, I don't know if this is a different point of view. This is sort of fact versus opinion. The whole business of what has happened as a result of a hurricane. John Harper at WMEL is with us. Hi, John.
Hey, Doug. Good morning.
So how are you faring? How are you doing? What's the report?
Doing very well. It's a beautiful day here on the Space Coast of Florida, which is East Central Florida, which is the Kennedy Space Center. Yeah. Doing that to make sure everybody knows where we're at. And no, it's a beautiful day. You'd never know that we were threatened by a hurricane the magnitude of Dorian just 24 hours ago. and things are recovering quite nicely.
Isn't it interesting how, or maybe compelling is the word, when you get into a situation like this and everybody gets so worried, how quickly, especially the aftermath of a hurricane like this, how quickly things change. The beautiful, clear blue sky, things are all calm and turning, you know, the corner on normalcy again. But we, yeah, I mean, you spent a week preparing and kind of a week waiting, and now it's like it never happened, unless you look around.
That's absolutely, no, you're right on the money there, Doug. People want to get back to some type of normalcy, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
But because, as you said, this was anticipated for such a long period of time, creating a lot of stress, a lot of tension, a lot of anxiety here. And I think that's been more of a problem than the actual storm itself.
Well, it is. It's human emotions. Yeah, it's the stuff that fear brings to the surface. And but you, because you're there, help tell the story better than someone who might just be reading a piece of news copy, because you're simply there. We're not there. We're not able to really. I mean, I've been through hurricanes. I suppose all the girls, Victoria has, Kara has, most people on the East Coast have at one point in time or another in their lives experienced a hurricane. But you've been through several massive ones. One of them almost put you out of business a couple of years ago. So when we talk to you, your emotional level, as with others who had certainly direct impact, imagine you lived in a house, you went through the hurricane, and a tree was uprooted and landed on your house and ruined it ruined the house, everything in it. What's your reality quotient versus somebody that reads that story in a newspaper or hears it on, you know, radio? That's the difference.
I think that whether for good or bad, I have been through so many hurricanes over the decades here in Florida, and reporting on them for the radio station and covering all aspects of them, I really have developed a lot of experience and a lot of moxie, I guess, when it comes to how to deal with these monsters. And so where other people are totally in a panic, I realize what can and could and should be happening. And I told many people over the last several days, I have seen it happen more times than not. We're supposed to have a direct hit, ground zero right here. Come to find out, it only turns away by a couple of degrees and nothing happens.
So what words do you have for people who live in Georgia and the Carolinas who are facing today what you faced yesterday and the day before, especially with the massive storm surges? What words of wisdom do you have for those folks?
Well, I think, Doug, and once again, the storm has regained strength. It's a Category 3 in the North Carolina area, I think, especially, along with Charleston, South Carolina, is going to be affected by it. The storm surge is something that, in some respects, you cannot prepare for. You can sandbag as much as you want, but if you get those storm surges of 4 to 8 feet, there's no way you can properly prepare for that. And all I can say is through experience, just hang in there, and hopefully the storm will take a degree or two, jog to the east side, and nothing, like here on the Space Coast, nothing will have happened. But in this particular case, it looks like the outer banks there of the Carolinas are going to be affected somewhat, and they've just got to be patient and diligent and make sure they don't go out in that standing water, because that's when people get injured and killed.
Yeah. And what
that's
does it
true.
Do?
Don't try to drive through it either.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the number one thing that I see people doing, even just along the coast here in New Jersey where I live, when it floods. And it floods kind of easily, and people try to drive through it, and they just they really have no common sense.
All right.
Absolutely.
How much, what does this do to the shark population? I was thinking.
Not going to be a Sharknado if that's where you're going. I know him. He's going down the cheesy route.
Well, do sharks ever do a thing?
Those guys are smarter than that, and they run deep when they hear a storm coming.
Yeah. I guess I was wondering whether there's ever been a story about a shark drowning. Whether
what?
No,
shark.
No, nothing like that. No.
Bad weather, in this horrible weather. Yeah, okay.
How can a shark that's... Oh, my gosh. I can't even...
All right, one more question while I have you. This has nothing to do with the storm. It has nothing. You were talking about, you know, because we're so familiar with the work of the Space Coast. I thought it was very interesting that the government, our government, has announced sanctions against the civilian space program in Iran, which has had a number of failed rocket tests lately. They say there were technical problems. As I read through that, I was thinking about how many failed attempts there were at Cape Kennedy. Cape Canaveral is what it used to be called when we were kids.
Right.
Cape Kennedy.
Right.
How many? We have hundreds of launches there a year now. Well, you go back over the history since the 60s when this place was built, the early 60s. It actually started in the late 50s. And how many either unreported incidents there were because there were no humans that lost their lives. But, you know, we think of ourselves as having a good record, and we do, but there are plenty of times when I bet you've seen personally rockets take off and they just explode on takeoff. They don't work because, I mean, other than trying, you can't test them any other way than to try to make them fly, right?
You really can't, and there are many stories about the first launch of the Mercury Redstone rocket that carried Alan Shepard into space to make the first suborbit flight. And the rocket launch just before his launch exploded on the launch pad. So there was a lot of concern that they wouldn't even get Alan Shepard off the ground because of what had been happening with the Mercury Redstone program. But, of course, things went on and were flawless as far as the Mercury program went back in the early 60s.
Yeah, but it's all kind of the testing, the technical stuff. It's just, it's all part of the program. I just thought it was interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, John, thank you. John Harper runs WMEL, the Space Coast, Melbourne, Florida, and that whole area, actually up and down from Palm Beach County up to Jacksonville, where this program can be heard. Good to have you on board. 44 past the hour. Brad Pitt in our focus in a matter of moments. First, though, let's focus on you and how you're feeling today. You know, a lot of the commercials, a lot of the endorsements, a lot of the things that I talk about with regard to commercial, a commercial fix, have to do with your health and well-being, because it's something that I think about, something we all think about. Victoria and Kara, all of us think about how to stay active. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. Kara is very athletic and very active. Victoria is as well. So, and I'm very, very active. I like being active. I like being able to do a lot of things that other people, frankly, my age, wouldn't think about doing or don't want to do. I don't even think about it. But after the fact, sometimes I think about it because I got an ache here and a pain there. My hip may bother me. My knee may bother me. I got all of those things that are, you know, sort of part of aging. And I'm not worried about it because I am very comfortable at acknowledging and looking at things that are available to help me out. Joint Formula 14 is one of those things from a company called Sierracil. And you'll find, I think, if you don't pay, or you pay attention, but you don't try to find things that will make you feel better, this, you will feel better. You'll feel the relief after just 14 days. And no matter whether you're having an operation for something to be replaced, or you just have injuries from playing sports. And the other side of this to consider is if you have a dog that's aging, the folks from Sierracil put together basically the same thing for dogs as Joint Formula 14 is for humans. It's called Leaps and Bounds. But it'll give your dog the natural way of making him or her feel good. Feel your best. Have your dog, your pet, feel its best. Go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. That's their website. And order Joint Formula 14. Use the DJV code. You save 50% off the retail price. That's for both of them, Leaps and Bounds and Joint Formula 14. Find them now at achefree.live. Don't live with aches and pains. Let's try to make it better. In 14 days, it'll work. Achefree.live. special 50% off is yours if you use the code DJV.
Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I admit to having a strange sense of humor, and the ladies will be happy to agree with me, but I figure if I can make just one person smile because of my weird the sense of humor or what makes me smile, then I have done a good job. So here's a new book out from a guy who's a bank robber who's in jail. He's not identified in the book. In other words, his name isn't there, but the book is entitled How Not to Rob a Bank. Here are some of the lessons gleaned from the experience of this fellow who writes about robbing banks. First, he says, pick the right bank. You don't want to make the same mistake I did. I'm from Anaheim, California. I held up the same bank twice. And then, to make matters worse, I located a bank I wanted to rob, but it was no longer in business. So a couple of pointers there. Study your history. Don't try to stick up the First National Bank of Northfield, Minnesota. Jesse James tried it 111 years ago, and the town folk took just 7 minutes to kill two and capture three of his gang. It's just silly stuff. Yeah, I don't know whether you think it's silly or not. I find this stuff to be silly. You know what I also found amazing? I didn't realize Brad Pitt, can you believe he's 55? Brad Pitt is 55 years old.
Really?
Yes. Huh. There's an article that's making sort of the circulation that's in one of the trades about his being in private placement and alcoholism, and it was what happened after he divorced Angelina Jolie.
He had a really bad drink. Excuse me, bad drinking problem, right, that I don't know that really many people knew about.
No, and so a lot of his friends just kept it to themselves, which I thought was cool of them. 10 before the hour here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
Fun. How simple life was, and isn't it sad how complicated it's become? You can even see it on television. Go back 40 years to Gilligan's Island and the Alan Hale, I remember him best, that big smile he had, and the other characters that were on the show. All right, so we got the theme from Gilligan's Island. Now the question for everybody is, what does Chuck Curry have on his mind? After now we've heard Gilligan's Island, what do you have on your mind, Chucker?
This day in TV history, Doug, 1967, last episode of Gilligan's Island aired on
good
CBS.
God, that long ago.
98 total episodes. I remember watching this religiously on repeats when I was a young kid. It was a simple but very effective sitcom. Yeah. Bob Denver was Gilligan. Alan Hale was the skipper.
Am I right about
him,
about Alan Hale and his big smile? Alan Hale started out life as an actor. He was a stuntman. And his father was a very, very famous actor, very friendly with what's his face from the swashbuckler, the actor.
Errol Flynn?
Errol Flynn, right. He and Alan Hale Sr. were in every movie together. And Alan Hale Jr. grew up around that. And most of the time in the early years, he was a bad guy in Westerns. And then he got this thing that lasted, and pretty much it capped his career. It was a nice way of capping his career.
You know what's interesting about that show? They talked about doing a big screen version for a long time. And it had that they tried to put it together like 15 years ago. Yeah. And they talked about Brian Dennehy as a skipper and Rick Moranis, Gilligan. I actually think that would have been
might have been good.
Yeah, it might have been good. Having said that, Bob Denver and Alan Hale were terrific on that show. Like I said, a simple sitcom, but very effective and plays very well to this day in repeats.
Yeah, silly, silly stuff. Kind of like...
Yeah, I just want to point out...
Bilk, Sergeant Bilko, remember? It was from that same era, those silly...
Bill Silver. Sitcoms.
Yeah, right, just silly stuff. Okay, excuse me, go ahead.
I want to point out two birthdays today. Bob Newhart turns 90 years old.
God love him.
A great talent.
Yeah.
And now you could argue the last episode of his Bob Newhart show, which aired from 82 to 1990, last episode in 1990, was one of the best endings of all time for any
serious. I was talking about him earlier. He was a copy boy in Cleveland. He and Tim Conway both came from, they were friends, both came from Cleveland, went to California to make their thing, and I was confusing the two of them because I forgot which one died, but it was Tim Conway Jr. that passed away. The Tim Conway Sr. that passed away, and not Bob Newhart. So anyway, those are great memories.
And one other birthday to mention, Michael Keaton, born this day, 1951. Born actually with the given name of Michael Douglas.
He changed the Keaton. Well, he didn't want two Michael Douglases. Yeah, I remember reading that.
You'd have to do a hyphen. You have to do either a middle name. You can't have the same exact name as another actor in the guild.
Yeah.
But his first film was a movie called Night Shift, directed by Ron Howard.
Crazy.
Henry Winkler. I love that movie.
Crazy. Funny.
Famous for Beetlejuice, became Batman. I love a movie he did in 1988 called Clean and Sober, a drama. Should have been nominated for an Oscar. He played a drug alcoholic who goes into a rehab, not for the right reason, but winds up coming out for the right reason. I really like that film.
By the way, did you see the story about Brad Pitt?
I did.
What did you make of that, the alcohol?
It's interesting. It's always refreshing when people bear their soul, in my opinion. As I said to you off the air, I think most people, to some extent, are damaged. And it's always interesting to see somebody being honest about some of the difficulties they as a human being.
Scarlett Johansson was asked in an interview about her. She's worked with Woody Allen, and she says she thinks he's innocent. Yeah, right.
Right.
Okay.
Listen, she worked with him. I
didn't. Maybe she's right.
Everybody's going to have an opinion. Yeah.
And also the study on diversity, Black Panther and Crazy Rich Asians, doesn't solve the diversity problem. But why put them down? They helped in a number of
ways.
Change the flow. So give them credit for that. That's the way I look at it.
I agree. And they were both big box office.
Very successful. Fabulously successful. As are you, Chucker, in your own right. Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments every day at this time on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.